Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cass Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us this beautiful Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Combined Insurance, call Agent Jerry Anderson for accident, life, disability, and sickness. And Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. Thank you, Heaven Sent. I'm not here by myself. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's just go down the list. First of all, Kimberly Davis, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, our devotional leader. How are you?
I am blessed this morning. Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning to our listening audience.
And I think that Trevis Colvin, our contributing editor, is up and listening. I know that she's celebrating. Her son just graduated from a HBU college this weekend, and she's at the his graduation. I think that's Texas A&M. I think that's it. I'll have to verify that. But I know she's a proud, beaming mom this morning of her son graduating from college. What a great thing. And I can't wait for her to come back and talk to us about that. All right. Of course, you know, Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up in 30 minutes, so stay tuned. Hang on for that. We have an interesting conversation with her this morning. And this morning, guys, I'm starting a new feature. You know, we've had some gospel artists on the verge. I think I'm going to call it blowing up, you know. I think on the verge, somebody's using that right now. But we've got another artist that is on the verge of blowing up. And we're going to listen to some of her music this morning. She's going to be with us on a future show. But she was kind enough to send me some of the new music this morning. Her name is Amila. And we featured some of her music a few months ago, and she sent some more today. So I'm going to play a couple of clips from that. Her name is Amila. We're looking forward to that. She's going to be joining us soon on a future program. All right, today's program is brought to you by TCBC, the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. If you're going to, you can get ready to plan some events for next year. Like we said, this pandemic is not going to be here forever, and we got some information on the vaccine coming up in the news too in a couple of minutes. TCBC, if you're planning some events, book them now for next year. Here's the number: 313-588-0432, the Time and Conference and Banquet Center. And Optimal IT Solutions, if you want to repair your computer, laptop, tablet, at a fraction of the cost, we've got our own right here on the Michael Van Tool Show, Optimal IT Solutions. And anytime something happens to any of my devices, I call Optimal IT, and they will appear at wherever you are and pick it up and repair it and return it. Or you can drop it off. Here's the number: 248-796-2429, 248-796-2429. Heaven Sent, in-home private duty care in Southeast Michigan. You know, Heaven Sent provides home care for the elderly, disabled, and the ill. And if you need help, if you need some assistance, because you know caregivers suffer greatly, it's so much stress, it takes up so much time, but you know they do it out of love. But Heaven Sent can help support you on that. Here's the number for Heaven Sent in-home care support services, 248-262-7111. Again, 248-262-7111. Also, Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. What I'm doing this year at Michigan Ocean is sitting down with my clients. And it's really economical. It's $100 an hour. I would suggest that maybe 1 or 2 hours. The new year is coming. Take some time to make plans. Assess where you are. That's what we'll do. We'll, you know, assess the people that are around you that you need, the resources that you need. We're going to take assessment of this, the opportunities, the money, and your abilities, your talent. That's what I pray for every day. I pray about those things, people, resources, opportunity, money, and talent. That's what you need to be successful in business. We can connect you with those resources. We'll help you start and move forward with your plans for 2021. This is not one of those things where you just talk about it and nothing ever happens. You know, the New Year, we're going to go further with the New Year and take it into action. Here's the number. Call me, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300. My AmeriPlan representative is going to join us soon on an upcoming show to talk about the AmeriPlan health plans. You know, they include dental, vision, prescriptions. I signed up myself, chiropractic, medical care, telemedicine. I have a Zoom telemedicine conference with my doctor this week. Those are the things that we're moving into now. So we're going to talk about that more. It's $19.95 a month to start. So if you don't have healthcare insurance, this is a great backup plan. 248-516-8300. All right. When we come back, news and weather, and this is going to be a quick half hour because Missionary Humphrey is waiting already. We'll be right back after this message.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. I want to thank all of you who are listening, streaming online, listening to blogtalkradio.com. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you, those of you who are listening to the program during the week. We cut this program on Sunday morning. So thank you for listening to the program during the week. In the news this morning, the vaccines are ready to ship. The Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccines are ready to ship to stop the spread and end this pandemic. It's just not in time to save almost 300,000 Americans who've already lost their lives to the virus, and not in time for the tens of thousands who will die in the next few months medical experts continue to warn the current surge we are experiencing and more to come after the holidays. Longtime Detroit politician Jewel Ware died this week of a heart attack at the age of 66. Jewel Ware was first elected to the Wayne County Commission in 1994 and was popular among seniors. Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick shared her thoughts with Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday Morning Team earlier this week. As doses of a coronavirus vaccine are being distributed and could possibly be the one good thing he has done in the past 4 years, President Trump, a frustrated President Trump, would rather sulk and complain about his failed election than join us in the success of the new vaccines. Trump continues to look for new ways to overturn the fraud-free election, complain about the Supreme Court, and complain about Attorney General William Barr, who said this weekend, Trump's complaining and talking about him are the rantings of a deposed king. That's from the Attorney General. Let's see how many days he lasts. All right, Sunday Morning Team, Evangelist Christie, what do you want to add to that, to the news this morning?
You know, I won't talk about the vaccines and the fact that they're ready, and there's been diseases that have plagued our country for years, and we still don't have a cure for those. But I would like to say this morning, food for thought, music is said to be have an effect on people in a positive way, whether you're sick, depressed, or just in not the best of moods. Music can have a positive effect on you. So I was thinking about in the Bible where Saul had an evil spirit from the Lord, and he called upon David to play music. And every time David played music, it changed Saul's mood, and it would drive the evil spirit away. So during this holiday season, you're experiencing sadness, sickness, depression, or anything that is making you uncomfortable, find yourself a song. Find some good music to listen to. We've listened to Rance Allen over the last few weeks. We've listened to other upcoming artists over the last few weeks, but find yourself a beautiful song and it will totally change your mood and make you feel better. And during these times, we need something to make us feel better. So that was the thought that was on my mind this morning, Michael Vantool.
Yes, and I just wonder how many times music is mentioned in the Bible. I mean, many times. So that is, it's inspired and presented to us from God, music. Thank God for music, because if it wasn't for music, what a dry world this would be. The music is one thing, I tell you. It's universal, and I just
Absolutely.
Love to sit back sometimes. That's the one way I like to relax. I love to listen to good music and sit back and relax. Thank you, Evangelist, Prophetess. All right, news you want to add to that, Kim B. Davis?
So thank you for that, Christy. Yes, music is absolutely something wonderful that you can use to reset your mood. But did you know that drinking water is another way? So does being properly hydrated have a transcendent effect on our lives? According to a new poll, hydration may be the recipe for happiness. This new survey of 2,000 Americans split respondents by how many glasses of water they drink a day and found that those who keep up with their water intake tend to be more optimistic, energetic, and successful. Those who drink six or more glasses of water per day are the most likely to strongly agree that they are happy, which is 41%. Compare that to those who self-report drinking less than one glass per day. Only 12% would agree with that statement. 40%
you know what?
Of those.
Mm-hmm. As you were talking, I've already been up and out and got a cup of coffee this morning because I had to go get some gas and put air in the tire. And I just moved my coffee and brought over a bottle of water to sip on for the next hour. I am so guilty. I just reacted just while you were talking. Go ahead. I got some personal
it's
things
okay.
I'm dealing with here.
but that's an important point, Michael. I'm a coffee drinker as well. I also drink orange juice in the morning. But 40% of those who drink 6 more glasses of water per day strongly agree that they're an optimistic person compared to just 10% of those who drink less than a glass of water a day. Refreshments can also be key to waking up feeling refreshed. The study found that those who drink 6 or more glasses woke up feeling exhausted the least amount of times per week, which is 2.59, compared to those who drink less than just 1 glass of water a day, which is 3.14. Respondents who drink 6 or more glasses are most likely to describe themselves as successful and the least likely to be late to work. So how does I factor into this phenomenon? Exactly.
Well, I know. They put a lot into that.
They did. So they were saying that room temperature or tap water may not be the most refreshing choice of drink to the average person, and the results confirm this to be true, suggesting that not having beverages at our preferred temperature impacts how much we drink and therefore our overall energy, happiness, and optimism. And this was a study that was done by the Bosch Home Appliance Group, and they were exploring the role of hydration, how it plays in our lives, and the benefits of for potentially feeling happier. I will add this note. When I am not hydrated, I feel sluggish, I feel tired, and I tend to get headaches, and I get migraines. And so I know when I start to not feel right, I'm like, let me go drink some water and make sure that I am properly hydrated. It does
Great.
Have an impact.
Yes. Well, I'm definitely going to I'm going to really change my habits a little bit. I think what I might do is after my coffee, I'll start drinking water after that. And, you know, I think something so simple as to, I think, why I don't drink that much water is because the bottle, I won't drink the whole thing. So I don't get the bottled water. But now I realize it's something so simple. Just get the smaller bottles of water. That way, you know, because I always, like, I'll leave half of a bottle, of you know, on my desk, on the table, in the kitchen. And I could just drink a half, you know, the half size. So I have the smaller size with me right now. So thank you. I didn't realize how important that was to me this morning. Man, that just sounds so simple. All right.
Well, especially since coffee is dehydrating. So you need that water to replenish. Okay.
All right. Church closed weather. Kimberly, what's going on today?
So good morning. Church closed weather. So as we look outside, it's mostly cloudy. It will be a high of 37 degrees, a low of 28 today, with a 20% chance of rain. On Monday, we are continuing in our cold trend. It will be a high of 36, a low of 21, partly cloudy. On Tuesday, we will be mostly cloudy with a high of 31 and a low of 22. On Wednesday, again, mostly cloudy. 33 is the high, 21 is the low. Thursday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy with a high of 35 and a low of 22. And on Friday, we'll be mostly sunny, so that's a good thing. It'll still be cold, 37 degrees. It will be our high with a low of 27. And Saturday, we will be partly cloudy with sun peeking through at a high of 38 and 28 is the low, with no rain this week. So I know it'll be cloudy. I know we have on Friday, it'll be a little bit more sunny than it has been. But take some time, get out if you can, get a walk, enjoy the weather. It was 62 yesterday. I hope you people had an opportunity to enjoy that.
It was so warm yesterday. Unbelievable.
It was
and
beautiful
I noticed,
after
I
the
noticed,
rain.
Yeah, I noticed, Kimberly, you didn't mention anything about ice, snow, slush. Freezing rain.
Nope. It's not there. There's no precipitation.
That is so good. Man, we're having a great winter already. Yes.
We are.
I just want to remind everybody, Mary Patty Humphrey's coming up in 11 minutes. So I was looking forward to that. So I'm going to switch around a little something because I want to make sure we talk about Missionary Hattie Humphrey before she gets on, because we're going to talk about it again on Community Highlights in a few minutes. But Evangelist Christy, I wanted to talk about the year-end fundraiser online for Missionary Humphrey coming up on December 20th. And then we'll listen to the music from Amila afterwards on the way out of the program. That's what we'll do. You know, as everybody knows, Missionary Humphrey has not been able to have any events this year, just like everybody else. We have not been able to have her banquet. We haven't been able to have her bi-monthly community services, church services over, and, you know, we usually have it over at Community Church of Christ with Pastor Ricky Cranford. So we haven't had to, we couldn't do that. We also had to, you know, we couldn't do her year-end closeout, her Christmas celebration, which comes up in December. So what we're going to do with the help of Greater Pentecostal and the team over there, we're going to have a year-end virtual fundraiser Christmas celebration for Missionary on December 20th. And Prophetess Christy Laster Andrews, you are a major part of this. Tell us a little bit more of what we're going to do.
I feel honored to be a part of a committee that recognizes the importance of giving honor to those that it is due. And so Missionary mm-hmm. Hattie Humphrey has been a blessing to so many over the years. So this is really an opportunity for us to continue to support her and provide financial assistance to those that need it through Missionary Hattie Humphrey's ministry. So I look forward to December 20th when we'll be able to air on Facebook Live and on YouTube through the Greater Pentecostal Temple's pages. We'll be able to air a short program of her giving us some encouraging words and then a video that shares a little bit about what she's done throughout her life that has blessed so many. You know, she's done so much, cannot fit it all in 1 hour. You can't talk about it all in just an hour's worth of time, but we've been able to capture some of the moments throughout her life. And then she is wonderful at giving encouraging words to people on the spot. Her personality, it just shines brightly. At Greater Pentecostal Temple, we affectionately call her Miss Detroit.
So we are
looking forward to be able to honor her.
And I've had conversations with Missionary, because I'm not going to name any names, but there are some very important, well-known people that came to her in the time of need, because they didn't want to go down to the unemployment office. They didn't want to go to the state of Michigan. They didn't want to go anywhere where all their business would be out in the street. So they went to Missionary, and Missionary would work behind the scenes to get whatever they need to provide for them, so that they wouldn't have to be all out in the news. And so that's one of those things that Missionary does, and she's helped a lot of people. And the other thing I learned from her was that don't assume that everybody that looks like they're successful, don't assume that they are. Some people are living on the edge financially, and they always have, and they're just like a week or two away from missing a paycheck, and they're devastated. And she told me about that. And what she does is, no matter who you are, if she will give you, like, she'll just slip a $20 bill to you if she feels like she should do that. And that's just God telling her something. But she said many people have come back to her and told her, you know, Missionary, when you gave me that 20, I didn't have anything in my bank account. And that $20 helped me get gas after I left church, or after I left breakfast with you. I needed that 20. I went straight to the gas station. That's what that's another thing that she does. She does not just assume that just because you dress very well, you know, new car, and that you have the fanciest purse or bag with you, she doesn't go by that. She'll help you when she feels like, or if you come to her for help, or if she feels like God is leading her to help you, she'll just do it. And she said many people have come back to her and said, they needed that day. They just never, they never told anybody. So now we're looking, we're going to have some, it's going to be about maybe 45 minutes to an hour, the fundraiser on the 20th. We're going to go live, and thanks to the Greater Pentecostal Network, we're going to go through and post it on Facebook and YouTube. We're going to have some remarks from Bishop Laster, music from Charles Laster. We're going to have remarks from Monique Marks, the president of Franklin Wright Settlements, and then some a surprise interview with Missionary Humphrey. We did one with her a couple years ago, and we did an updated one at Greater Pentecostal yesterday. So we're looking forward to this virtual fundraiser coming up on Sunday, the 20th. So thank you again, Prophetess Christy. I appreciate all your help in helping us get this done.
All thank right. Thank you for allowing to be a part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kimberly, you were saying something?
I was just saying that's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. Missionary is such a blessing to so many people. So that is wonderful that you can honor her before, you know, something happens. We want to honor people while they're alive instead of,
that's
you know,
right.
after they pass on.
When it's too late, that's right. All right, let me thank, because look, I knew this half hour. I knew it. I knew it was going to go like this. it is, we're right at the end already. Attorney Johnny Hawkins for supporting the program this past year. Do you know Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, has been with us since October of 2019, and we definitely could not produce the shows without him. Thank you, Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. And if you need help with wills, probate, conservatorship, you know, along with personal injury, this is the attorney for you. His number is 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990. So, and I want to talk a little bit about this new artist on the verge of blowing up. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from her, but her name, she's a preacher's kid, just like me, a preacher's kid, grew up listening to singing music, gospel music, since the tender age of five. Her name is Amila. Her style is a vibrant mixture of gospel, alternative, rock, hip-hop, and jazz. Amila identifies most with contemporary gospel music. God calls it message music, and she's a servant of his word. Some of her strong music influences range from Yolanda Adams, Tasha Cobb, Kirk Franklin, Mariah Carey, and the one and only Monica. Music is life, as we were talking about earlier, just now. All genres inspire her, but her purpose on earth is to use her voice for the Lord to provoke change. Amila, she's performed on many stages for charitable and corporate events. Currently, she's working on a new album called Journey. And I just want to play a couple of tracks from Amila. She's going to be joining us on an upcoming show. We're just working with it now. We're probably going to record it sometime next week. But this one's called Forgive. Okay, Amila.
Keeping things from you when I felt it was the only way.
And that this one's called Stability.
Do you know that I know that I love you? Selling your soul for a purse. How much is it worth?
Work.
Living above your means. The gift of life, fans can say.
Listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Pascal Tashman & Walker and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. And Missionary Humphrey is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to many elected officials, some who are serving on the bench right now, some in their offices down at City County Building. Her annual birthday banquet is turned into one of the most important religious and political dinners in Metro Detroit every spring. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend on that you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit's spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning. Let me say this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my days. Surely God is good to all of us. Thank God this opportunity. I bless my audience. I'm so glad to be alive. The Lord is all of our shepherd. God bless all of you this morning. Michael,
good morning. It's good to hear you this morning, Missionary. The Sunday morning team is here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, she's a speaker, podcaster, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It's so good to hear your voice. Good morning, Christy, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, songstress, minister, prophetess from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
And Trevis Colvin.
Good morning to all of
you. Yes. I'm sorry, Trevis Colvin. She's out of state today. Yes. Trevis Colvin, our contributing editor, she's out celebrating. Her son just graduated from college, and she'll be back with us on Monday, but she's out of state right now, too. So go ahead, Missionary.
It's so good to hear all of your voice and all the committed. God bless all y'all. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. And on times like these, in this terrible time, but God is going to see us through us all. We bless I'm going to just really send out a blessing to all of our doctors and nurses and all of the police and all of the people that help keep this country together. We want to bless community highlight. We want to bless all of them. everybody that is serving in this time like these. Long they keep God in the business, children, they'll make it. All right?
That's right. That's right. So true, missionary. Let me just mention our attorney, Cliff Paschal from Paschal, Tashman & Walker. This is our lead attorney. He's been with us for a long time here on Community Highlights. And if you need an attorney, let me tell you, why don't you use the attorney that sponsors Community Highlights with missionary Hattie Humphrey? He's an expert in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment, personal matters, business litigation, family law, police and civil rights misconduct. And of course, if you want to prepare wills, conservatorship, probate, Attorney Cliff Paschal is the attorney. He can handle it all. He's got a super team over in Southfield. Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Paschal, 248-353-7750 for Attorney Cliff Paschal. Missionary, we were talking yesterday. We haven't been able to have any events this year like everybody else. And I know that you are looking forward to seeing, connecting, and hearing from your listeners, from the people, from church members, people in the community. But we're going to give them a chance to see, get an update on how things are going when we have this virtual fundraiser that Greater Pentecostal is helping to promote this coming Sunday, the 20th, live on Facebook and YouTube. And Evangelist Christy, thank you so much, the team over at Greater Pentecostal, for helping to put this online Christmas and virtual fundraiser together. And Evangelist Christy, I just want you to say something a little bit about what we're going to do on the 20th.
You know what, Michael, as I've said before, and I'll say it again, an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, is just not enough time to express our sincere gratitude for the work that Missionary has done over the years. But we'll do the best that we can just to honor her. We have Michael Van Tool, of course, is a key player in making this happen. And then Franklin Wright Settlements, Monique Marks, Pastor Charles Laster is going to be providing music. We'll have words from Bishop Charles Laster. And then Missionary Hattie Humphrey, whenever she opens her mouth to encourage someone, I'm telling you, you will feel encouraged and you will feel blessed and you will feel on top of the world. She has a way of making people feel like they can fly, even if they don't have wings. So her encouraging words will be a blessing to all as well. We want to just help to continue the wonderful work that she has started. COVID-19 has not stopped the plan of God, and neither will it stop the actions behind the wonderful work and the support behind the wonderful work. So we want to be a blessing to Missionary Hattie Humphrey on December 20th.
Missionary, you've been on TV before, so it's really seems like you're really comfortable in front of a camera. And we found from 2 years ago, Franklin Wright Settlements did an interview with you. So we're going to play that. But then we want to show everybody how you are today. 2 years later, the world has changed. But we did a video clip yesterday at Greater Pentecostal. So are you ready for next Sunday?
Yeah. Yes, honey.
And so we're looking forward. It's going to be a virtual fundraiser, and you'll get a chance to either mail in or make a payment to contribute to all of the work. You know, the radio program, Missionary, a lot of people don't realize there is a bill to pay every time we go on the air.
Right.
I know. Yeah, I know we make it look easy, and they don't really realize that we have to write a check to these networks every Saturday, every Sunday. Every Sunday, we got to write a check to stay on the air. And one thing about radio, you have to pay before. you know. Go ahead.
Michael, let me just say this before you continue. Uh-huh. When I went on the radio back in the 80s, we only paid $75. Now, $75 to go on the air back in the day. That's how long I've been. And I think I don't know nobody else left now.
They won't let us in the door with $75 today, let alone on the air. They wouldn't let us in the door with $75. They'd turn us right back around. But it costs more than that now to be on the radio. So the radio costs. And then missionary, you go usually go down south, down to Arkansas, and you give half the money away.
I go to Arkansas with the community outreach. Been going for years to help down there with my folks that I've been going ever since I was a child. When I left home, God had blessed me. I did not forget my people back home that needed money. And speaking of that, just the other day I went to the store. I had to go out. There was people on the street. Well, quite a folk. Real was hurting, Michael. And I gave all the money I had and forgot to put the gas in the car and almost like to made it home. But I like to give. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I am. Give the people that need it. God, by the grace of God, me going.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yes, it is. And so we hope that next Sunday on the 20th that people could call in, go to PayPal or even mail their checks to our community highlights, and I'll give you some information before we leave this morning, because we want to be able to, have salvage Christmas for you so that you can get some Christmas gifts and things like that, and then help to pay for the radio programs. And that's radio programs because, we're on more than one network. So we're on Beasley, and we're on blogtalkradio.com, and so extra costs. So it's really important. So, missionary, we're going to go to our live line this morning because the calls are coming in. People are listening. And thank you, those who are listening online and those who are listening on the phone. Let's go to your friend, Greg Burkhart. Thank you, Mr. Burkhart, for calling in to Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's so good to be with you all today. Good morning. I'd like to start by thanking God for his work with the scientists and doctors on the COVID vaccines that are coming.
Yeah.
With Jesus' guiding hands, can we achieve these miracles of science? Now is a time of Advent. And, we're told at Advent, it's a time to come closer to God and prepare for Jesus' coming. And this can be done by formal prayers. But Missionary Hattie taught me that it's also okay just to talk with God. Tell him what you're thankful for. Bring him your concerns and your problems. Talk to him like he's a parent or friend. This has brought me closer to God and reminds me that I'm not alone. We're never alone. I take comfort in the biblical verse about footprints in the sand. When we walk with God, we are experiencing troubles and challenges. Sometimes you may look down and only see one set of footprints in the sand, but that is when God picks us up in his loving arms and carries us. I look forward to the celebration of Missionary Hattie Humphrey next Sunday, and God bless us all and have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Mr. Burkhart, Greg Burkhart. We appreciate you. We already said that you are a member of the Sunday morning team at large. And, missionary Greg always says something well prepared.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a guy for the day.
Being with missionary all the years has taught me, and has brought me closer to God, and I thank her for that.
God bless you, honey.
Yes, thank God you so much, Greg Burkhart, good friend, member at large of the Sunday Morning Team. We appreciate you so much. All right.
Bless you.
Bless you all. We'll see you all next Sunday.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. And so, missionary, but we're going to, payments can be made by PayPal, but they can also send a check to Community Highlights headquarters. A lot of people don't know that Community Highlights, our main office is in Southfield, and you can, you can send your, that's where we, you know, before COVID, we were meeting people at our office in Southfield. We were, people used would drop off their payments for their table at the office too. And so if you would like to contribute now, you want to get your check in the mail, send it to, make the check payable to Community Highlights. Make it payable to Community Highlights and send it to our main business office, 24681. It's a real easy number. The address is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. That's Southfield, Michigan, 48075, suite number 3005. Make sure you add that, suite 3005, payable to Community Highlights. And that's how you can get ahead of next week. And then we'll have some information also for paying online starting on Wednesday. Right, Evangelist Christy, when we start promoting the information, we'll start promoting it on Wednesday. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, missionary, we at least, it's the 13th of December today, and we're looking forward to this online Christmas celebration. This is, we usually, we call it the year-end closeout.
I thank God a little these see these different changes in this world. Mm-hmm. I just heard on the TV. Listen, my friends, this is very important in Washington. I thought something we don't trials and tribulation can be coming to around all these nations with these Ku Klux Klan and different things. Let's be careful, y'all. It's time to pray for our country. Pray for our president. This is important. Watch the news. Like I'm watching it now. It's very important. Church world, let's pray for one another. If there ever was a time, you don't have to be going nowhere. You can pray. Let's pray for our country. Pray for our city. Pray for this antidote, whatever they're giving everybody. We can overcome, but you got to believe it in your heart. And send that love out to all of your folks. The Bible said, love your enemies. So we got to love everybody. All right, children, go ahead.
Yes, let's hear from our Sunday morning team, Kim B. Davis. Go right ahead.
Good morning. So, missionary is absolutely correct. There is so much going on in the world, and we have to remember that God still sits on the throne. But we also have an important role to play. God doesn't absolve us of our duties or anything like that. He wants us to be engaged, to work together with our fellow.
That's right, baby.
And to continue to do the things that he would do if he were here. There's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus says, you will always have the poor with you, but I will not always be with you. And we're supposed to be the representation of Jesus. We're supposed to be his example. So we all need to be the example while we continue to fight back against this terrible plague, mindset, which I call just evil. Because you're hating on people because they're different than you, and mm-hmm. you're just hating on them. But I want to leave us with the scripture, Philippians 4:8. From now on, brothers and sisters, everything is excellent, and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things: all that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. And Jesus is always worthy to be praised, no matter the situation.
Beautiful.
Yes. Very well. Very well. All right, Evangelist Christine.
She, Kimberly ended on, Jesus is always worthy to be praised, and that is the truth. But a scripture came to mind because we were talking about the wonderful work that missionary Hetty Humphrey has done. A scripture came to mind, Proverbs 3:27. It says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do. And so many of us have been blessed and we have the power to help. As Kimberly talked about, Jesus stated that he wouldn't always be with them, but the poor would. So if it's within your power to do, and we are powerful beings, so if it is within your power to do, go ahead and do whatever it may be to lift someone's spirit, to encourage someone, to be a support system to someone. If it is within your power to do, go ahead and do it, and it can change someone's life, especially during these difficult times of what we consider to be a pandemic. And then as people go through the holiday season, it's different this year than it was last year. So again, if it is within your power to do, do it and bless somebody else, help to change someone's life. And it's not always about money. Whatever is in your power to do, go ahead and make it happen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely. We want to thank those who are listening across the country, you know, missionary from Arkansas to Florida to Missouri, Indiana, Illinois, and
St. Louis.
St. Louis. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for streaming online too. And, you know, I take a look at our statistics every now and then, and it shows that people listen to the show throughout the week because we have it available, and they post it, the network is it's posted on the network and available to listen to for the rest of the week. So we appreciate all of you, even if you're catching it after the fact. So thank you so much. So, missionary, we're really looking forward to this virtual closeout online. Thanks again to Greater Pentecostal and the team over there and Evangelist Christy Pastor for helping to put this together. I'm really feeling good about this, and I'm hoping that we can raise a lot of money to help with a birthday gift, with the cost of the programs. So we really look forward to that. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm happy that the vaccines are here, but the problem is it's not in time to save the almost 300,000 people that have died from this pandemic already. Can you imagine that? In the United States, we should not even have any numbers. Yeah, right. We shouldn't have any numbers like this. With all the medical institutions we have here, with all the bright and intelligent leaders and all these companies that we have here, we should not be approaching 300,000 deaths. And we're expecting tens of thousands more to die between now and April of next year.
Yeah.
But we all know the reason why, because we have not had great leadership on this from the beginning. So the vaccine is nice, and he's going to try to take credit for the vaccine. But, you know, if you take credit for the vaccine, you better take credit for the deaths that occurred under his watch, over 300,000 and climbing right now. But thank God for the vaccine, like Greg Burkhardt said. Greg Burkhardt, thank God for the vaccines. We need it. And I think they're going to try to tie a lot of missionary. They're going to tie things to it. Some employers are going to say, if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to take the vaccine. They even tried to, somebody even floated the idea about tying the stimulus checks. So you take the vaccine in order to get your check. I don't think they can play those kind of games right now. People just need the vaccine.
Exactly.
Right.
But this is what hate did. This country.
Right. Let me say this. I want to thank God for my church, Mayflower Church, at 1 o'clock next Sunday. It's a drive-through for me. God bless Dr. Butler, my pastor, and Mayflower Church on Linwood in the Boulevard at 1 o'clock, a drive-through. Okay?
Oh, say that again, missionary.
At 1 o'clock next Sunday, the drive-through at Mayflower.
Oh, okay.
For me. Yeah.
Okay,
pastor,
great.
Butler.
Well, that,
I understand.
Yes, that's so great. So,
that's,
you know,
for the Mayflower family and all, that's at Mayflower at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have to do everything we can. That's what we have to do, everything we can. Yes. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have another one of those gospel artists on the verge of blowing up and making it big. We're going to play that a little bit on the way out of the program today. But Missionary Humphrey, it's great to hear from you. It's great spending time with you yesterday over at Greater Pentecostal. We're looking forward to this big production when we place it on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 2 p.m. We're going to go live, and we'll be able to see the interviews, the two interviews we have with Missionary Humphrey, and music by Charles Laster, some remarks from Monique Marks, president of Franklin Wright Settlements, Bishop Laster, Evangelist Christy Laster, and of course yours truly. So we're looking forward to this great event, and we are going to talk about this all of next week. So you ready, Evangelist Christy? You ready?
Let me say this. I want to thank God for Bishop Van already on board, Reverend Johnson, Jones, they already on board. You know, that's good. That make me feel mighty good. And I sure God thank my Lord for my staff. Michael, God bless you.
Thank
and all
you.
Of you. Staff,
you.
All
and
you children. I love
thank
you. I love you.
And thank you, Sunday Morning Team. We appreciate you. You're an important part of the whole process here. Thank you so much. Missionary, good to see you yesterday, and looking forward to our big day next Sunday. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And let me say this, as I say all the time, if you're going to do right, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. God bless you.
All right. Yes, so much. And you were just saying something,
I was just saying, God bless everyone. God bless everyone.
Great. All right. We'll be right back here, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, blogtalkradio.com. We're going to listen to a little bit of Amila on the way out of the program this morning.